WildTalkRadio.com.
Intro. The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Hi, everybody. This is good old J.R. Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer. And you're tuned in to the, what was it?
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
No way.
Yes way.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Excellent.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
How's it going, Royal Ugly Dude?
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
We told ourselves to listen to this guy.
Heartbreak Mike.
Greetings, my excellent friend.
The Omega.
Everybody get together, remember who your buddy is.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
All right, lock him up with the rest of those wackos.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTI Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
It's the best there is, and I know because so am I.
Austin Aries. This is a Stampede Kid, TJ Wilson, and I advise you to listen to WTR Sunday Night.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have seen
the
earth.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Listen to this.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Back.
WTR Sunday Night.
Let's go talk to ourselves.
All right. Important.
Time for me to go.
It's Sunday night, which means, Sunday got arrested again, but also it's time for WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Oh my gosh, I hate you.
Not wrong, she's locked up in New Jersey right now.
Jesus.
I don't make it up, I just make it funny.
Oh my
goodness. Bit of a different feel to the beginning of the episode, so let's get into this. I am the Omega, the be-all and all of our network. Joining me tonight, Heartbreak Mike.
What's up, guys? Heartbreak Mike here on the Sunday night. Holy crap. I was going to say we were on time, but yeah, we're not on time. What's up, guys? Heartbreak Mike here. We got a lot to talk about, so let's get on with the show.
Mm-hmm. And the one leading the way, the one and only, Tim Stein.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Welcome to yet another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, bending you in half or something. Omega, when are you getting arrested?
I'm working on it.
Okay. You have to actually go outside and do something bad to make it happen.
Oh. Okay, I will get to work on it. Okay.
Okay, there you go. Mike, when are they letting you out of jail?
After the anime convention.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
And, Rockwell, we don't care about you.
That's mean, so I just say, use supporter creator code, Rock and Sock in the Fortnite item shop.
There you go. That, it was probably the absolute worst setup for a plug yet.
But I'll take it.
There you go. Yeah, so, we got a bit of a full webcast tonight, everybody. Something wonderful is taking place in the city of Calgary, and it's going to be catching fire and spreading out across Canada, and hopefully a short time after that, down into the excited states of America. And I'm talking about the return of old school style wrestling, the way that Stu Hart brought to us with Stampede Wrestling. I'm talking about, of course, Hart Legacy Wrestling. Now, all of you that listen to us are familiar with HLW and that mega show that they had a few years ago. And after that, they had a few more shows. But Art Legacy Wrestling is actually about to make a huge impact on the scene because they are not doing special, three shows a year. They're about to be running on a very regular basis starting at the Bonus Sportsplex. Here in Northwest Calgary, and I was at their show last Friday night. We'll talk about that a little bit later on, but I want to bring on a really close friend of mine and one of the big cheeses for Heart Legacy Wrestling, joining us right now live. Some of you knew him as Vinny Fever, my buddy Otto Gentle. Otto, how you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on the show, guys. This is awesome. And thank you for the free plugs. Yes, Heart Legacy Wrestling is back, back in Calgary where it should be. And in the immortal words of Ed Whalen, it's going to be a what do you used to say?
It's going to be a ring, ding,
ding. Ring a ding, dong, dandy. There we go. Yes, sir.
There you go. Now, don't be giving us too much there before before we have a chance to ask you the questions about what's going on, because, you know, you'll ruin the interview.
Not a problem. Not a problem, man. You guys ask away and I shall answer.
There you go. Well, let's just let's dive right into it. Heart Legacy Wrestling, of course, had a very special show at the Stampede Pavilion back in 2013, and it got picked up by Smith Hart, and he ran a few special shows since then. But who's the brainchild behind this latest incarnation here?
Brainchild is Stacy Angel. She is the CEO. And about a month and a half ago, I was approached. I felt like the godfather, you know. I was out, and then they bring me back in. So I'm honored to be back. They have named me VP of Operations, and I want to try to take this to the next level.
There you go. You know, that's kind of ironic that you will have brought up the Godfather Part 3, because after I got off the phone with you on Friday, that's exactly what I said, being a smartass to a buddy of mine. Every time I get out, they pull me right back in.
Exactly.
So yeah. Okay. So how often are we looking at running the shows here?
Well, as it sits right now, we're trying to do it every 2 weeks, and we're our next one's March the 8th, and then March the 22nd after that.
There we go. And just out of curiosity, who throw out some names that make up the roster of the Heart Legacy Wrestling?
Right now, our roster consists of Scotty Crew, Ali, the Beast from the Middle East, the man they hail Ali. We have Dead Zone. We have Australian Suicide. We have an up-and-comer called Renegade. And then, of course, we have the Hearts. Matt Hart, Tori Hart, Teddy Hart. From Mexico City, we have Jack from the Heavens Evans and the Laredo Kid.
Now, that's just the roster as of right now. There are going to be a lot more names added.
We're going to be bringing in talent from all over the world. And you were there on Friday night. We had the Neon Ninja, the Facade there, a gentleman out of Pittsburgh that was just, wow, flying all over the place in the Bonus Sportsplex. It was amazing. I seen him hit a 450 off the top rope there that was just incredible.
He had his ass handed to him by Matt and Teddy, though.
Yes, he did, and he deserved it.
Well, he deserved it.
He deserved it, and he saw the light at the end of the night, I believe.
Yeah. Everybody, the roster is that's as of right now the confirmed roster, and as Otto was saying, there's going to be more people joining the promotion, and of course, big name talent coming in from all over the world. This is no small thing that's happening. What are the grand plans for Heart Legacy Wrestling, Otto?
Well, we definitely want to take it to the next level. I mean, we're going to run every 2 weeks, but eventually we want to expand to Western Canada and Canada, and hopefully even, you know, Northwest Territories, Yukon, wherever we can take it. As you know, I ran a promotion a few years back, and that's exactly what we did for 8 good years along the Canadian highways. So I'm trying to replicate, duplicate, whatever you want to call it, and doing it right this time and taking it to the next level with television and the whole nine yards.
Yeah, speaking about television, I heard a rumor. Is this confirmed that there might be some interest with a Canadian fights-specific TV network?
Yes, we've already signed a deal with Fight TV, and we're hoping to hopefully put the March 8th show and the 22nd, because I have a special plan for it, which I will unveil here soon.
Pretty awesome. Not to be self-promoting or anything like that, but you've got somebody in mind to do your play-by-play commentary, maybe?
Yes, sir, we do. And none other than yours truly, Mr. Tim Stein, baby.
Yeah, that's right, everybody. I'm joining Heart Legacy Wrestling. I might wrestle I will never wrestle a match. I might referee a match or two. But I have been asked to do to sit at the commentary table, and so it's to me I'm very honored that that you thought of me and that you asked me to do that, Otto.
Not a problem, buddy. We go way back, as you know, and I also have somebody else in mind that you've worked with before, and let's hope it can all work out, and we can take this, like I said, to the next level.
Yeah, we'll hold that name back until it's confirmed, but, let's just give them one hell of a hint, or at least a big tease. Big name in the world of professional wrestling, former WWF superstar.
That's it, right there. Don't say anymore.
And that's all we gotta say. What about title belts? You guys gonna be having belts or what?
Well, of course. They wouldn't be a wrestling promotion without belts, and that's bringing me to the next. March the 8th, we'll start our championship tournament to crown the first ever Heart Legacy Wrestling heavyweight champion.
There you go. So the titles come into the picture starting March the 8th. Once again, everybody, the shows are running as of right now at the Boness Sportsplex in Boness, of course, Northwest Calgary. Now, ticket prices, tickets are exceedingly reasonable, aren't they, Otto?
Yes, they are, sir. The ticket prices are $10 in advance or $25 at the door. So I strongly suggest you check out our Facebook page. We have an Instagram, and we also have Twitter. Check it out on the social networks, and you can DM for tickets any one of us, and we'll be happy to get a hold of you, and whatever you request, we will make available.
There you go. Definitely, all I can say is you got to stay away from real crappy wrestling. Check out Heart Legacy Wrestling. If you're in Calgary, if you're in the area, it is worth the drive. As Otto said, I was there Friday night, and I haven't been entertained like that since the last time you and I teamed up for a wrestling show.
That's right.
Yeah. Mike, are you on the line with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you got some stuff that you want to hit Vinny Fever with, don't you?
Well, actually, you know, and I do. So, as I've been seeing in HLW, you know, you have Jack Evans, you've had Cherokee Warrior, you've had, you know, these are just past and present names. Cherokee Warrior, you've had Rich Swan, you've had Laredo Kid, I believe.
Yes.
What other, like, if there was an opportunity for you to have more names into HLW, who would it be? Your pick.
Oh, my pick? I'd love the top talent, but unfortunately they're signed with other companies. But, there's an incredible amount of indie stars out there, and we're gonna try to bring the best ones here. That's all I can say. We have a head office that wants to deliver nothing but the best to the fans. And that's what, we're trying to, you know, make the fans number one and see what they want and bring them in. Once again, you know, we haven't seen midget wrestlers in a long time. Maybe that would be something that the people would get behind.
Definitely. No, definitely.
And I'm thinking of two of the best midgets in the world. Beautiful Bobby from the States and his brother, Little Cato. And if you've ever seen these two wrestle, they don't wrestle like midgets, man. They wrestle like big guys. They are unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Let me see. I kind of like HLW. I like HLW. If I had a plane ticket, I'd probably come up there myself. But with the, let me see, we have all the hearts, like you said, Tori, Teddy, all the, is there a specific match, feud, or anything that you want to see happen in HLW. Because, you know, a lot of wrestlers tell stories, but a feud can do a wonderful storyline. Like you have Teddy Hart, Matt, Australian Suicide, Jack Evans.
Well, you know, the feuds are already building. I mean, the Harts, Australian Suicide, Jack Evans, and Scotty Crew have sworn to destroy the Hart family name. And the feud has already started, and I'm sure you can ask Tim and attest to it from Friday night that the Harts are on top right now, but you never know what might happen.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, oh boy, that Scotty Crew, what a slime bucket. I tell you, he's God's gift to women in his own mind.
Well, the way he was treating them on Friday night, buddy, I don't think he gets any women.
Not in the real world.
Well,
hey, he's been turned down by blow-up dolls, Mike.
we're gonna leave that alone. We're gonna leave that alone. And speaking of you know, women, are there any will there be like a lot of female talent that have been approached, or you know, a lot to prospect?
We have prospects that are training right now. Unfortunately, I'm not going to give any names away, but yes, we are going to have a women's division. I mean, it's the women's evolution now, and we need to follow suit, obviously. So, yes, there will be women wrestlers here at HLW.
Woohoo! I'm all excited. I cannot wait to see more footage of HLW. I'm telling you, if I can get a ticket, well, first I gotta get my passport. If I can get a ticket, I'll be up there.
I'm not buying you a ticket, Mike.
Well, we know this, Tim. We know this. I'll just have to wait for my tax returns.
Yeah, I'm cheaper than my Jewish ancestors, man. You got to save up your own money.
At Flames Forum. And all I know, is that it'd be an honor to come see Hart Legacy Wrestling, because it's where a lot of wrestlers, you know, they're Calgary. A lot of good wrestlers.
It's the roots of wrestling. Stu Hart was the cornerstone of wrestling back in the day. And that's why we're trying to bring it back and trying to bring back the Hart name to where it should be. You know, the family's greatness. And we're hoping to make a success out of it.
Nice, nice. And then my final question. You're HLW back on the road again. Do you miss it? Running the road, taking bumps.
Hell yeah, man. Of course, I retired back in 2003. The body's not the same as it used to be, but you know what? I don't regret anything I ever done.
Definitely.
I wrestled guys from WWE. I wrestled Japanese legends. I love every single minute of it, man. There's nothing that I wouldn't give to get back in the ring, but you never know. Stranger things have happened. If I get provoked, you never know what might happen.
Definitely. That's why I tell people never say never. Cause yeah, you've Disco Inferno, just to name one. Gary Williams, JD Michaels,
you saw all those matches, did you?
Yeah. I do stuff in my spare time. All of you say nothing, but,
nothing.
It's just, I'm just glad that, you know, Hart Legacy Wrestling is back. And I'm, like I said, I'm very excited and I cannot wait to see the progress.
Thank you, sir.
There you go. And so, yeah, everybody, Auto Gentle, Hart Legacy Wrestling, and, dropping the big bombshell, the absolute biggest news in the world of professional wrestling to this point. Yours truly will be doing the commentary for Hart Legacy Wrestling. Okay, that's the extent of my heel persona, and it'll never come back. But I can't guarantee you that it's safe to say that Otto will be on future webcasts, as well as other members of the Hart Legacy Wrestling roster, including we'll be talking to Torrey Hart, we'll be chatting with Matt Hart, and at some point down the road, he's going to be returning to WrestleTalk Radio for the first time since 2005. The one and only high-flying Teddy Hart will be a guest on WrestleTalk Radio coming up, along with all the other big names that are coming in. And if we really, really have to, Otto, I suppose we can give Scott Lee Crew 5 minutes.
Sure, if we have to.
We got it.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me on. I really appreciate it. Thank you for the plugs.
Hold on one second. I have one one question for you. Can you work into every show that the play-by-play guy gets messed with? Like, dump water on him, put through a table. We just need this to happen.
No. We discussed that, and that's not possible, Rock.
No, it needs to happen.
I can't, Tim, I can't promise that, buddy. you know yourself, if you make the comments that you make the comments, they might have to just, you know, screw with you a little bit, eh?
Well, I've had water dumped on me before, so.
Well, there you go. So you're not foreign to it, then.
There you go. Just so long as I don't get knocked out in the ring if I'm roughing.
So thank you guys so much for having me on. Remember, March the 8th culminates our heavyweight championship tournament. It's going to be over two shows, the 28th show and then the 22nd, where we will crown the first ever Art Legacy champion.
All right. And there you go, everybody. Make sure that you get your tickets in advance. How do they get tickets, Otto?
DM me on Facebook at the Heart Legacy site or Twitter or Instagram. One of those, just DM us and we will make sure you have tickets. They are also on sale, I think, on Everbright, if it's called. But we do have our heartlegacy.com webpage that you can also go to as well.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to throw my Twitter ID out there, at Flames Forums. And that gives you another outlet to get, advanced tickets. Just, tweet me or DM me at Flames Forums on Twitter and I'll make sure that, I get things happening to make sure that, that you get tickets.
Use me as an intermediary
and I'll get in touch with Otto.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks for coming on, Otto. And, yeah, we'll definitely be talking to you on the webcast down the road.
You got it, buddy.
Great. Have a good night.
Awesome, man. Thank you.
Thanks. And there he is, Otto Gentle, Heart Legacy Wrestling. This is going to be a big deal, guys.
And we'll talk more about it on the other side of this break, Tim.
Yeah, right now we're going to take our first time out of the evening. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The Rack Extra gets a little Bella in the form of Total Bellas.
It's not about you.
Technically, it's all about me.
Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
My husband doesn't know what a quickie is.
Ew. Listen to how sensitive he is.
My husband can't have, like, 2 minutes to 5 minutes of sex because he needs to start out with making out and touching.
Whatever, that's
and,
fine.
Like,
no, that's
all
fine.
The time. All the time. Which I love, but sometimes I'm like, no, a quickie, like, come on.
Why don't you just say, hey, dude. Penis.
No, come on. I'll just be like, well, I can give, I guess for guys you call it a hand job.
Yeah, so what up?
No, I do. I have them do it all the time.
Yeah, it's so great. Sex. That's fantastic.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
My mother is getting more than me. It doesn't take him an hour to get up, I will tell you that.
People power!
Did you know you can use support the creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
This is Harry Smith.
This is Stampede Kid TJ Wilson. You listen to the WTR Sunday night.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome back to Wrestle Talk Radio, WTR Sunday Night Live, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Coming into a little bit of a Spirit of Radio by Rush. Where did you pull that one, Geo Producer?
From the internet.
Okay, why did you decide to play that song?
Why not?
You know, it's Canada's second national anthem, right?
Okay.
Spirit of Radio by Rush.
Cool.
Yeah, also, Rush is like Canadian rock and roll royalty.
Also,
it's a requirement that every boy at one point in time has to have a Rush album, a Rush poster, or a Rush T-shirt.
Cool. So the
That's
theme
like a
of
national
the,
requirement.
The theme of the show is all Canadian music, so that's where we're at. We had the heart music early, and we have some Rush.
There you go.
It's a theme. Yeah. It's a theme.
Yeah. So, just speaking as a fan, Heart Legacy Wrestling, I think, is going to be real fun.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. There weren't that many matches on the card, but there didn't need to be because they were all given some great time. And, yeah, it was kind of wild to get back into it and see some of the boys again. Some of them, actually did work for me. When I was running Canadian All Pro.
Wait! You ran Canadian All Pro Wrestling? What?
What? You didn't know that?
Wow! It's amazing.
What? Nothing. How's that amazing? I think you're being facetious.
Yep. There you go.
There you go. Yep. Yeah. So I don't know if you caught my little dig at somebody else there, but don't waste your money on real crappy wrestling. I think you can pick that one.
I got it. You're not subtle.
No, I'm subtle as a crutch, Rich.
So, favorite match you saw on Friday night?
Oh, well, definitely had to be the main event, the new Hart Foundation taking on Scott Lee Crew and that kid from Pittsburgh, what's his name? Neon, whatever it is. I apologize. I didn't make any notes. I was just there as a fan.
So for this segment, we'll call him the Pittsburgh Penguin.
The Pittsburgh, waterfowl. There you go. But, yeah, no, some really, really good action. And, the main event came down to, basically wound up from a beatdown that Matt Hart was getting, basically 3-on-1, during his match earlier in the night. Teddy came running out and made the save, and that's where they made the main event. It was, Teddy and his cousin Matt versus, Scott Lee Crew and, the Neon Dude, the Pittsburgh Penguin.
So I heard there was some insane top rope maneuver that happened.
Well, there were a few of them, but you're talking about that 450 that Otto brought up?
No, the picture you sent
me. Let the good times roll.
Thank you, Duplicate Data, for following us on Twitch.
What the hell was that?
That's a sound of when people follow us on Twitch.
Oh, well, thanks for following us on Twitch. That's weird.
Yeah, we have notification when you follow.
Oh, you're talking about that. You're talking about that overhead suplex off the top.
Yeah,
rope.
The thing you showed me, sent me on Skype.
The overhead the suplex, the 2-on-1.
Yeah.
Top rope. Yeah, that was very painful. Scott Lee Krug got his ass handed to him on that one.
See, I'm just going off by a little bit. I know what happened, so I'm trying to feed you stuff. So let's continue.
There you go. Yeah, no, of course, well, it's Teddy Hart. You get Teddy Hart in the ring, and you're in for some insane action to begin with. He's starting to climb up there in age. Of course, he's not 18 years old anymore, but you wouldn't know it by watching him in the ring because he's still an insane son of a bitch. And I say that affectionately.
Of course you do. So you're now transitioning into a role back into pro wrestling. What are you looking forward to actually seeing and being back in it? What are you looking forward to?
Well, just having fun, because let's face it, you get involved in professional wrestling and independent wrestling. It's just bloody fun. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a great time. The good guys, have always been really good to me. And the one thing that I hate is having to talk to the bad guys, because they're just jerks.
Well, that's their job.
And Scott LaCruz is a big jerk. I mean, like I said, he got turned down by Blow Up Doll a while back. So,
hey, anything else from this show that you want to put out there to the people?
Well, I spent half the night sitting with the Hart family. I'm supposed that's a surprise to you.
And, I mean, that's a shock. Oh, wait, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's sitting right beside Georgia Hart, which of course is some of your more hardcore fans know that's Teddy's mom. Diana Hart was there. Yeah, and of course, every time I see Diana, she gives me a great big hug like I'm a member of the family. The Harts have always just made me feel like a cousin or something.
Well, that's always good. It's always welcome.
Yeah. And we've razzed them on this webcast over the years. Me less so than everybody else, but it's all in good fun, and they understand that, and it's just they're just like my extended family. They really are.
Chat wants to know, is the New Hart Foundation there?
Well, here it is. You've got different elements of the New Hart Foundation, and Teddy and Matt and Tori are basically part of the New Hart Foundation, and those three were the three that were there on Friday night. Of course, naturally, we're going to see Davey Boy Smith Jr., my buddy Harry Smith, will be showing up in Hart Legacy Wrestling from time to time as well.
Right, because the New Hart Foundation is popular in MLW right now, so that's why, you know, people are wondering that.
Well, again, Teddy Hart and Matt Hart.
Yeah, they're all there.
Yeah. They were there Friday night, yeah.
Because Teddy's in it, Davey's in it, and I think Brian Pillman Jr., I think, is the
Brian third. Flying Brian Jr. That's another guy who will be wrestling for Hart Legacy Wrestling, yep. And Matt and I had a really good chat about his dad. We had a little bit of reminiscence there, and Matt was really happy to see me.
Oh, that's always good.
Yeah, so... it's just a matter of time before Brett shows up to take in a show or two.
Have we named all the Harts yet? I mean,
no, there's a few that we haven't, but we'll get there. We'll get to them.
So everyone, just create a Hart family bingo card for the show when we have to name off all the Harts. Make sure you have them all.
Well, here it is. Every other webcast, get ready, guys, because every other webcast is going to be the Hart family drinking game. We're going to assign a certain number of shots to different members of the Hart family. And if their name is mentioned, you have to have that many drinks. Like, so if it's Diana Hart and she's assigned one shot, every time Diana Hart's name is brought up, you take a drink. Teddy Hart is going to be two shots. So every time somebody says Teddy Hart, you got to take two drinks.
See, that's how we're going to go. So there you go.
And that'll be the WTR Hart drinking game.
Is this the new Hart Foundation heel stable?
No. This is Calgary. Are you kidding?
In MLW, I believe they are, but it's Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I mean...
The New Hart Foundation in MLW is not exactly what you would call babyface, not like you would call heel, not exactly what you would call anti-hero, but they're nasty boys.
I just hope they're not taking anyone to Pity City, because you said nasty boys. Anyway...
I didn't mean they were the nasty boys. I was saying they were nasty boys.
I know what there you go. Meant.
Yeah, but, I'm sorry. It's just impossible to make a Hart family member a heel in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
I mean, Vince tries.
Vince did try, and it went over like a lead balloon.
Well, yeah.
Like a Led Zeppelin.
Chat, you guys have any more questions?
Kind of like that joke.
Yeah, that was terrible.
If chat wants to throw up more questions, You know, you're more than welcome to. I'll answer them to the best of my ability. But, I got to admit, you know, yeah, and you know, exactly how I was after everything went south for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that I missed it more than I thought I did.
It's always there inside you. It's a bug that never goes away. So now it's come back out and you're going to go all in.
There you go. Yeah. And so, I'm looking forward to it.
That's good. So the next show is March 8th, correct?
March 8th, at, the Bonus Sportsplex in, Northwest Calgary. If you're going to be, in Calgary or close enough and you want to get tickets and you don't feel like going to Facebook and trying to find them, you can actually get in touch with me on Twitter, Rock.
Yeah. You can tweet Tim at Flames Forums. I don't have to get there. We should have, and we'll post it out on the WTR Twitter tomorrow at mm-hmm. WTR Sunday night. We'll get their Twitter handle and their Facebook and everything like that. We'll post it so you guys can get tickets and all that
Woo-hoo.
Fun stuff. So there you go on that. I say we go to break and wrangle them back up and actually talk wrestling.
Let's talk wrestling.
We'll talk other wrestling.
So.
Yeah, and just for the New Jersey Devils fan 68 in the chat room, I'm the Flames fan. Don't expect to this is the, of course they asked a hockey question. I got to answer it. Don't expect the Calgary Flames to make any kind of a major trade before the deadline at noon Mountain Time tomorrow, or 1 o'clock Mountain Time tomorrow. Monday is the trade deadline for the NHL.
All that and more when we come back. This is
WTR Sunday Night on Wild Talk Radio Network.
No, I was trying to
think back.
I was trying to think of the hockey show we were doing. Anyway, back. Fire and Ice.
Fire on Ice.
There Fire and go. Ice continues next. Could end up saying things we've always needed to say, so we could end up staying. Now the story's played out like this, just like a paperback novel. Let's rewrite an ending that fits instead of Hollywood.
Did you know you can use support a creator code Rock and Sock in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin, as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a big bang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world gangbang style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art, or is this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck? Oh, I thought the people were going to be showing at the party. Oh, you done the style over here.
That's the horse you have, that's the horse you have. Not the pelvic thrust. Did Mr. Seeley in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Right on.
That 800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I'm having to wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
I hate that song, Rock. I think you just replaced the song in my head with the worst song. Now I'm watching some Hispanic dude do it in my head. Oh, now it's being cross-referenced with the Asian dude. Oh, they're having a mess. Macarena.
Macarena style.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio. Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
I'm through with standing in line to clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play.
Nothing screams Canada like Nickelback. Welcome back to WTR.
Nothing screams like someone having to listen to Nickelback.
Well, it's a Canadian music night, and you know, Nickelback's the representation of Canada. Because reasons. Hey, we're back. It's WTR Sunday Night, Wrestle Talk Radio. Here to talk. Big changes in WWE over the last week. A lot of people coming, a lot of people going.
Been chaos.
It's a good word for it. Let's see. We found out a couple weeks ago Hideo Itami asked for his release. And mm-hmm. he finally got it on Friday.
Yeah.
Ty Dillinger asked for his release on Tuesday. He got it on Friday. And then TJP, he got fired. So, yeah, he wasn't expecting that one. Like, he posted on Twitter, like, a couple days before he got fired. He's like, ready for WrestleMania season! Oops. Well, you'll be watching it from home. So, good job on that one. And then the big one.
new tweet. Ready for Double or Nothing season!
He's all in. And then there was Arn Anderson. That one was a surprise.
That was random.
Apparently, he had a thing with Vince, and something happened at a house show, and wasn't handled correctly, and him and Vince haven't gotten along in a while, and one thing leads to another, and then Vince McMahon says, you're fired, and sort of what happened, which is weird. I think that's the biggest shocker.
Yeah, like, that was completely unexpected, because I've never heard anything bad backstage about Arn Anderson.
No, because, and here's the thing I learned. He was John Cena's agent. Like, for any John Cena match, it was Arn Anderson. So it's like...
Yeah.
So, you have to wonder, if Cena was Cena 2 years ago, full-time...
If he was there.
Right, if he was actually there, Arn would probably still be there. But since Cena's no longer there, full-time...
Jeez.
He doesn't have, like, the political protection, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
It's not there for him anymore. Even though you would think he's a hunter guy, I guess it just, I don't know. It's weird. I thought that was a big shock.
Yeah, he's like one of those legacy guys backstage that you always expect to be there. Like, I don't see the reason to remove him.
Well, when you bring in TNA, Abyss, Shane Helms, Sean Devari, Jeff Jarrett, Sanjay Dutt.
It's like an invasion's going on or something.
It's like they brought in four people who were in charge of, at some point, in charge of booking and creative and impact in TNA in the last decade, or, you know, now producers for WWE. It's weird. They put out a video on YouTube, WWE did, and you see Abyss in a suit under a name Chris Park. It's weird. Like, it doesn't, like, he's wearing a suit, but it's like, it doesn't look like it's comfortable on him. And you, like, you know, everyone has the big fancy suits. His looks like a really cheap suit. Because he's not used to probably wearing a suit.
Dude's about to make a paycheck that's worth more than anything he made in TNA in a year. So,
you know, and
it's gonna be good.
But that was weird, like, seeing him leaving Impact, now joining over with WWE. That was kind of shocking.
It was, because he's such a company guy for TNA or Impact or whatever you want to call it this week. That's one of those names where it's like, yeah, that's just who that is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, how long ago was it that we said the same thing about AJ Styles?
Yeah, but then everything, we, you know, money talks at that point, and there wasn't any. So he left. But yesterday, was it? Yeah, it was yesterday. The big news coming out was there's a new man on top of apparently creative in WWE alongside Vince McMahon, and it's Bruce Pritchard.
Again.
What? It's weird.
I mean, we've been talking about the product being stale for a long time. You know, this is certainly a shakeup to bring in new producers, bring in a new head writer.
It's a different move, and you can see they have an urgency to get their ratings up.
Oh yeah.
With the big
Fox, you can tell there's a little bit of panic going on.
And it's not the AEW panic. It's not really that. It's the Fox move.
Yeah, that's huge.
It's like,
that's huge, because if SmackDown draws the numbers on Fox that it's drawing now, it will not last very long.
Right, so it's like they have now 7 months, 6 months, whatever it is, to sort of get their numbers up, and you can't do it overnight. So it's like you have to start it now, and that's what they're doing. And he starts on Monday, and he's one guy I think who can actually stand up to Vince. He won't be afraid to say, "Hey, Vince, this is a terrible idea," because you can hire all the thousands of writers from outside the business all you want. But this was a guy who was with Vince on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
He sat by the pool with Vince, coming up with storylines and all that stuff. And back in the day, it's like, he's one guy who can probably say, "Hey, Vince, what if we do it this way?"
And yeah, which is what we absolutely need right now.
You just need someone to play off of Vince, and I think he may be the guy.
Yeah, because Vince has always needed someone to kind of rein his ideas in.
Right.
Because anytime Vince thinks outside the box, it's usually about 8 or 9 steps farther out of the box than he should have gone. Mm-hmm. You know, that's when you start hearing about, like, incest angles with his own family. But that was an idea that came up at a time when people could go, hey, but no, probably not going to play on TV.
Yeah.
you're just talking about somebody needs to rein Vince in. It's kind of funny that you say that because Vince was the guy that reined Russo in. And somebody needs to rein him in. It's like, who's watching the watchers?
I mean, that's how a creative team is supposed to work, though. It's not just a yes man's, you know, pool. It is supposed to be people who challenge each other's ideas so you come up with something that's really good for everything.
Yep.
So, Tim, do you think hiring Bruce Pritchard is a good hire for WWE?
Oh, at this point, is it going to hurt? I mean, I could think of better people to put on creative. But I could also come up with worse names.
You just mentioned one about a minute ago.
A worse name. Yeah, but let's face it. We have always in the past been in unanimous agreement. If you want a good show, take a pad and a pen and hand them to the advocate.
And he's been involved with a lot of people lately. You don't hear about it, but he is. You can see he's been working with Rhonda.
Whoa. They don't hear about it, but we certainly do.
You can tell.
And we know what to look for during the segments on Raw. Some of Rhonda's best promos that we've seen since her debut were thanks to Paul Heyman.
You can see he works with Rhonda. You can see he's working with Charlotte. I wouldn't be surprised if he's not heavily involved with the Becky stuff. Call me crazy, I think he is.
I don't know. Becky also has the same good flair to her going on Twitter right now, and I don't see Paul Heyman micromanaging her Twitter statements.
Not what she's saying, but the angles they're doing. It's more not words, the angles.
Mm.
He's involved. Some of them have a Paul Heyman twist to them.
Kind of more like a guide.
Yeah.
It's like Paul, like they'll ask Paul Heyman for advice and he'll be like, you know what? If I were you, maybe think on this approach and then doing other approaches. Because I mean, either or anything from, well, gotta be careful with that wording.
Okay. Yeah. Hmm? Paul Heyman, input. You know what? Have Becky Faye pretend to have a buggered up knee and then we can actually play on that.
Right.
And that's all he has to do. And they're like, oh shit, you do that. And then all of a sudden all this stuff opens up. I mean, it's something like that. That's got to be a Heyman, suggestion.
Well, anything that Paul Heyman produces promo wise or backstage, you know, it's gold except for certain things, but.
So you can't say everything and then certain because that just cancels it.
Okay. When it comes to storylines and things, Paul Heyman is a creative genius.
Not everything works, but he is.
If you want successful, entertaining shows, give Paul Heyman complete run of absolutely everything but the checkbook.
Right. Hey.
You agreed.
I mean, yeah.
So, we were just talking, and me and Omega were about product being stale, and I guess Omega, the one way to make your product less stale is you bring up four of the top talents in NXT.
I mean,
it's a great way of telling the rest of the locker who's been there for years waiting a turn, going, fuck you.
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, unless it's a lot of ways that they can go with this.
Just to touch on the call-ups really quickly, you don't think that those call-ups were made because they had plans on the releases?
Let me.
No.
Yeah.
No. No. Everything we've heard about the call-ups so far is that this was a very last-minute decision. Even Hunter didn't know going into Monday Night Raw that, yeah, we're just going to have four of the best NXT guys here. And they didn't even ask which ones. They just said, bring us your best four.
Yeah.
Who's your best four? Who's your best four workers? We're going to put them on the air.
And they're missing one. But I honestly am kind of upset because I see Johnny Gargano. Yes. Tommaso Ciampa. Okay. Aleister Black. ooh, spooky, kick to the face. Ricochet, self-explanatory. I guess.
You need to wait on the Dream.
Yes.
Because you need a story for him to come up. You can't have him
be,
you can't have him be EC3 looking in a mirror. If you're bringing the Dream up, he needs to have a prominent role. And right now, with him winning the...
Oh, he has a North American title.
Yeah,
besides that.
Look, with those guys leaving, who do you think is going to have the run of NXT?
Velveteen Dream.
And I wouldn't say he's down there that long, but right now it's like it's going to become his show probably following New York TakeOver.
Yeah, and you need to take your time with him because he's very young and exceptionally talented for his age. He's got plenty of time for you to ease him up.
Omega.
Into stardom.
Omega, how old is he?
He's only 23.
Wow. Yep. Only 23.
Patrick is only 23.
Wow, he's only 23.
He's only 23.
God.
Yeah, you've got plenty of time with him. And a talent like that, you have to go slow. You cannot let an ego develop in that. You cannot let him think that he is worth more than he has earned. He's getting there. He's got his first belt. He's got a lot of the NXT crowd behind him. You just need to make sure it's all just checks out up in his head before you go, okay, welcome to the main roster.
Mm-hmm. This was brought up in the chat room and we should address it. Yeah, the crowd on Monday in Lafayette was awful.
Yeah, they were bad.
So they're in major markets starting Monday till WrestleMania. I mean, they could have waited a week. Hey, debut him in Atlanta where everybody
knows
them. Cause that would have been cool. Lafayette, yeah. Hot wrestling town, usually where you throw SmackDown on after WrestleMania or a big pay-per-view. So, yay, Lafayette, you guys were lackluster. So question goes, where do they fit? I know they're probably going to be on all shows going forward for now, but in April when the Superstar Shakeup happens, where do these guys slide?
In the first.
I'm so scared of what they're going to do with Gargano and Ciampa. Keep in mind, that's probably going to be your WrestleMania weekend takeover main event.
Spoiler.
You know, it feels like they're building to it.
Spoiler.
I'm not spoiling anything. I'm telling you, that's what it feels like they're building to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that has been the story. It has been the storyline of NXT.
Yeah.
I don't think all four of these guys are coming up. I think Black is coming up because his name has been in the pool for a long time.
I think he said goodbye.
Made a farewell message. I think I think he's on the main roster.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, like, I can't see Gargano and Ciampa going up at the same time, until, like, there are no belts in play. And I don't know about Ricochet because he's not been around all that long. He's a phenomenal worker.
Mm-hmm.
But I so worry he's going to get lumped into that, he's too small to main event mentality that dominates on the main roster.
But if you're keeping him up on the main roster right now, and you want to put him on WrestleMania, give him Finn. Put him and Finn for the IC title at WrestleMania, open the show. You're welcome. No, Mike?
Who would be the, you ain't even got to have a heel for this. I mean, I'd like it, but Finn's just getting older up there. Like, it really took a lot of, AJ versus Finn. That was like Goku and Jiren. Both their energies were like,
you realize you and I are the only ones who get that,
which is why you're the only one that responded.
Don't ever make that noise on air ever again. Continue.
But it's just to me, I want it to, but WWE is just going to water it down as they always do because we all expected, oh, Nakamura versus AJ Styles. What the crap is this?
Well, Shinsuke got old really quick. Let's be real on that one.
Well. Yeah.
I mean, he came over.
We're going to be completely fair here. Shinsuke in WWE in any incarnation has not been Shinsuke from New Japan.
And that's the reason he came over. He wanted to work a safer style because his body was too beat up. So, chat says Gargano to SmackDown. I mean, that's a good spot for him.
I mean, if you give me Gargano and Bryan, yeah, by all means.
I mean, that wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah.
But bring these guys up, will this help the shows right now, or should they have left them down and actually focus on, you know, setting up Mania matches?
Well,
supposedly Raw.
I was just going to ask a quick question. These call-ups, is this permanent, or did they just bring them up?
Well, I think I went over that.
I may have missed it.
Pretty sure I went over that. Alistair said his goodbyes to NXT. So we're pretty sure his call-up's permanent, and he's been rumored for a call-up for months now.
And Johnny and them are working SmackDown this week. I don't know if they're working Raw, but they probably are. But they haven't announced anything. That's one thing about SmackDown. They actually know what's going on a week in advance. It's amazing. But yeah, it's weird. Like, if these four guys are up here, that's great. If you put a couple of them on Raw, that means one thing. Less Baron Corbin. I mean, let's be real. We don't need any more Baron Corbin.
Points, 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 points.
Can we ship Baron Corbin off to someplace?
Points.
Abu Dhabi.
No, AEW. He's the big star they need.
AEW called, said they don't want him.
Too bad. They're going to get him. They can have him. So, yeah. It'll be interesting to see where things go from here.
We'll see what happens next.
And it's gonna be interesting seeing going forward, because apparently the ratings for Raw and SmackDown both spiked pretty big. And since that's really the only thing they did was bring up the NXT guys, it seems like it might have had a reaction.
That's definitely gotta tell you something, right? So.
Mm-hmm. Well, for one, it'll tell you the NXT program works.
Yes.
Because they don't need to have big stars from other promotions coming in to get people's attention. They are making their own.
Or have retirees come back and make appearances. So much. I mean, that's going to put a few butts in seats and glue a few eyeballs to the TV. But there are people watching NXT that don't watch the other two shows. That's just all there is to it. NXT has that CCW feel to it. It really does. Entertaining, fast-paced, tight-knit wrestling show.
Mm-hmm.
And let's face it, neither Raw nor SmackDown gives you that feeling. First off, it's an arena atmosphere. When you get that many people at a wrestling event, at some point in time, half the crowd is tuning out to do their own thing. A show like ECW, a show like NXT, the crowd is intimate enough. The people who are there for the show, period. And they're all like-minded. Those are the more hardcore fans. The casual fan is going to watch Raw or SmackDown if they feel like tuning in. As far as the hardcore fan goes, there's enough of the hardcore fan nowadays out there that it's going to matter. It's going to make a bit of a difference when they tune into the main show. Unlike, a few years back when, you had WWE and, WCW and that was it. You know, you were flipping back and forth between those two. But,
yeah.
So having the call-ups, it's a breath of fresh air. Every single year at this time of the year, they're setting up WrestleMania. Yeah, we get it. We already have an idea of what most of the matches are. We already know what's going on. You've done some setups earlier, than you have in some previous years. So we've got pretty much figured out what's going to happen. Great. Give us something new. And that's exactly what the call-ups did.
Hmm.
And I'd like to make an official announcement now. Baron Corbin will never be invited to wrestle for Heart Legacy Wrestling.
Okay.
I don't think you have that
type of power. I mean, if he gets released and they want a big star,
I mean, Tim, just think. You might need someone to run the merch booth.
Oh, that was good. That was good. Okay. Hey, Baron, you want a job? It's Tim Stein calling from Heart Legacy Wrestling. What's that? Oh, yeah. No, no, no. What? Oh, no. The t-shirt seller couldn't make it, so we need you. That's a phone call I would record just to play over and over again. Just because it's funny.
Lord.
So, oh well, what can you do? One thing that is guaranteed is members of the Hart family will be at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Brett's going, I know that much.
Yeah.
And so is Michelle Bellington.
What?
You know who Michelle Billington is?
Negative.
Dynamite Kid's widow, wife, ex-wife, whatever.
Wow.
She's one of the Hart girls.
Mmm. Lesson learned. The more you know, and shooting star.
Yeah, but the thing is, she's going to WrestleMania to babysit. I had a chat with her on Friday night. She's the ring announcer for Hart Legacy.
Gosh.
Yeah, I'm going to WrestleMania. Oh, you're going to have fun. Yeah, I'm going to babysit.
It's funny. It's funny. At Flames 4.
Forums. You got to hit the S. Forums.
Forums. I did say forums.
You said forum.
No, I said Flames forums.
You sort of trail off with the S.
Yeah, don't trail off until you say the S. Then you can trail off.
Oh, Lord. I think it's because I'm tired.
I think that's where we're...
We're all tired.
Yeah. Yeah, Matt. Yeah, it was. Anyway, I think we're done.
What, is the mic buggering up now?
Now it's better.
Well, that's weird. That's just very weird.
I said we're done.
Hi, Matt. Testing 1, 2, 3, maybe? I don't know.
Wrap up the show, Tim.
That is it, everybody. Another edition of WTR Sunday Night, Wrestle Talk Radio in the books. Don't forget, next Sunday night, we're going to be previewing Fastlane.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. I remembered.
He remembered something because he asked about it hours ago. Anyway.
To confirm it, yeah. Yeah, so we've got that next Sunday night with Pick'em. Maybe you'll win something if you win Pick'em. Maybe you won't. I don't know. We'll find out. Sometimes it happens.
You'll win a big hearty congratulations from Tim.
A good old way to go. Maybe you'll win a ticket to Hart Legacy Wrestling.
We are not promising any tickets being given out. Thank you very much. Continue on.
Well, I'm not going to... I'll tell you this much right now. If you win tickets to Hart Legacy Wrestling, it's up to you to get your ass here. That's all there is to it. Anyway, tomorrow night, immediately following wrestling, it's the Raw Post Show.
Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern.
Hold on.
We'll talk all things about Ric Flair's birthday celebration. Now we'll get interrupted by
Oh, my gosh.
So we'll talk about that on the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Fortnite with friends are on Thursday.
Wait a minute. I will make a prediction that Becky Lynch shows up tomorrow night.
Good. I've been saying that for about 6 weeks.
I know, but I took credit for it because I said it out loud.
I've been saying it on
Fortnite
the Raw Post
with friends,
show.
Use the promo code.
The support of the creator code, Rock and Sock, in the Fortnite item shop. Or you can use the TJ Omega. It helps. It really does.
Apparently.
Fortnite with friends Thursdays and Saturdays right here at twitch.tv/WTRLive.
Wait a minute. You said Thursday? That would be another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rock Radio Show with Lindsay Ward.
Yes, it is. This Thursday, we're going to talk NXT. We're going to talk SmackDown. We're going to talk all the wrestling news you can handle. Plus, Fortnite Season 8 drops, so we're going to talk all about that, too, Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern.
There you go. And, of course, Saturday night, midnight-ish, is close to get to another edition of The Wild, The Wacky, The Unusual. The group of guys that like to bust tennis rackets against mailboxes, CB Radio.
Go back and listen to last night's episode where we did the Greater Than Great debate on the greatest jobber of all time for the hashtag Lone Jobber's Birthday Bash without Lone Jobber. Check it out. Saturday night's midnight-ish. It's CB Radio, CBRadioLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com.
There you go. And, of course, like I said, next Sunday night, preview and pick 'em for Fastlane, the final speed bump on the road to WrestleMania. Speaking about Fast Lanes and WTR Sunday night, you can expect more and more of Hart Legacy Wrestling members to be popping up to have chats with us on the webcast as we continue forward. That includes Teddy Hart. I had a chat with Teddy at the show on Friday night. And he's more than happy to come onto the show. All we have to do is make arrangements to get in touch with him and bring him on.
Speaking of Hart Legacy Wrestling, go to facebook.com/hart.legacy.56. If you want to get tickets, you can go to twitter.com/hartlwrestling. Boom, social media plugs.
You can actually talk to me on my Twitter about tickets. All you have to do is hit me up at Flames Forums. Follow me at Flames Forums if you don't already. Talk to me if you already do. I get back to you. I'll talk with everybody and anybody on my Twitter. You want to just say hey, I'll say hey back. If you want to follow, I always follow back. Whatever's happening, you want to talk sports, you want to talk wrestling, you want to talk any goofy shit you can think of that's not political. If you want to get political, hit me up on my other Twitter at Voice Insanity. Is that the one? Yeah, that's the one. Follow Wrestle Talk Radio on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night. Rock? Wrestle Talk Radio has a Facebook page.
Wow, it's facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. And we do pick them. It's facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Omega. Yeah, what you said.
Omega, go. Plug all your stuff.
How about I plug some of the stuff? Otherwise, we'd be here all night.
I mean, right, so, haven't we already been here all night? Anyway.
So, if you want to follow what I am doing, I'm active all over the internet. So, if you want to follow me over on Facebook, it is TJ Reviews. If you want to follow me over on Twitter, that is TJ Omega. TJ Omega is also the YouTube channel with over 1,000 videos worth of content, as well as tjomega.net for a whole bunch of exclusive videos, now powered by a new system. Which hasn't produced a thing yet, because I need to install video editing software on it still.
One day it'll produce something. But meantime, go buy stuff on eBay. It's linked on the top of his Twitter at tjomega.
See, I don't prostitute myself the way Rock does. I let him do it for me.
Lord.
Go to the Fortnite item shop, the TJ Omega, or at Rock and Sock. Boom, Mike, go.
And for those that want to see the black guy, fuck the revival. I'm kind of mad that I didn't get the revival on my fantasy team, but that's okay.
I mean, you took Kenny Omega. I mean, that was.
Shut up! Shut up! Hit me up on the Twitter page, the WTR Oreo. I have posted, there is a link on for my Claw show, my Claw Universe, called Powerhouse Championship Wrestling. We did a pay-per-view last night. It was called Blockade. It was really good. I'm doing a thing there. It'll take you right to the YouTube page. Starting to do more universe modes now, and since I have this wonderful microphone, yeah. Also, if you want to see stuff on the Facebook thing, I'm doing that. Dragon Honor Wrestling. Back to you.
I think that we've done everything we've needed to do tonight, guys.
Make sure you follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTLife.
Okay, now we're done. Have yourselves a great week. We'll catch you next Sunday night for another edition of Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.